Hope you had a better night's sleep than I did last night. Had one of those tossing and turning deals. However, it did make me think of an idea. Should I even say this? Because I think it's a moneymaker, and I may want to do this, but now, what the heck?
I think all you have to do is say copyright 2022 after you say it, and it'll be copyright.
I'll do it before and after.
Say it before.
Copyright 2022. How about a channel? How about a cable TV channel? I call it Sleep TV, and maybe between midnight and 6 a.m., and you have different celebrities asleep, and you show them sleeping. And that way, you know, you get up in the middle of the night, and you turn it on, and maybe it'll lull you back to sleep. It'll be interesting. You can sell it to, like, mattress companies who might want to sponsor this, or Somonex.
Pajama companies?
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Breathe right, find out which celebrities snore.
Sleep TV.
I like it.
Yeah. I think it'd be very popular. And you know how some of those cable channels have deals where they're not on 24 hours a day? So you could buy the all night time and then have the sleep TV on mm-hmm. during those hours, make a fortune, right?
Yeah. So I can see the set now. You have the bed, and then you have like a nightstand, and then you could even do like product placement on the nightstand.
Yeah. I'm going to be like, you know, the Ted Turner mm-hmm. of sleep TV. You know, he had his CNN. I'm going to have my what do I call it? SNN
Sleep Now Network.
So there you go.
Yeah.
Copyright 2022. Thank you for that, Steve. 7:14, Extremely Local News, now sponsored by Marquette Bank, your extremely local bank. Seamus Toomey from Block Club Chicago with news about, oh, this is unbelievable, $100,000 in rare cards stolen. Where, Seamus? What happened?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Yes, this is not good news for elite sports cards and comics. It's on Montrose in the Lincoln Square neighborhood. A gentleman by the name of Ronnie Holloway has run that shop for quite a long time and amassed quite a collection. Some of the highlights are a Mickey Mantle rookie card, a Michael Jordan rookie card, a Jackie Robinson rookie card. He's got Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, Babe Ruth cards. Someone broke in eight days ago today. It was pretty well orchestrated break-in, 3:45 in the morning. He removed some bricks from a rear window, so he's able to pry off the burglar bars, break the window. He's got an earpiece in and a ski mask, so he's got some help probably, someone watching for the police. And there's security video showing him being pretty quick, about 3 minutes in the store, just loading up all of the rarest cards. So he had a plan in place and got away. So the owner's asking for anyone's help. He's putting out the word to some of the usual suspects, you know, sports collectors and card shows that may recognize these, and saying, you know, don't accept these. These are stolen, and when I find them, I'm getting them back.
So, 2028 West Montrose for that. Somebody should have been home watching the sleep TV channel instead of doing that. Let's talk about something that may help with the carjackings and shootings, at least on Lakeshore Drive. Tell us about this.
Right. One of the increasingly used strategies for tracking down the carjackers, or at least figuring out where they're going, are these license plate readers that can be used for a bunch of different things. But this is the way the state police and the Chicago Police Department have been using them to track these cars, where they know the plate of the car involved in a crime or a stolen car, and then they can kind of trace it around town and, you know, deploy officers there. The governor just a couple days ago signed a new law called the Expressway Camera Act, which basically gives Chicago the authority to put these license plate readers on Lakeshore Drive as well, on DuSable Lakeshore Drive. So they're going to start doing it. Right now there's a bunch of them at entrance points to Lakeshore Drive that are on city streets. Lakeshore Drive is a state road, so they needed this power, but they're going to start going up. They're not revealing exactly where they are, but there's about 150 already on area expressways. So they're just, you know, hoping it's something to slow people down. I know I know one of the complaints is that they don't you know, they don't tend to solve a lot of these ones, and so now they're really hoping to figure out where these people are going and track down the cars and the bad guys.
Anything that would help. And finally, life rings on Lake Michigan. What's that all about?
You know, it really started, there was a push last year when a young man named Miguel Cisneros drowned just in Rogers Park off of a pier there. Neighbors have been pushing, they've actually installed their own life rings at that pier, and the park district would remove them, saying it's not safe to put, it would, this would encourage people, this would be legal liability, but they've gone full circle on this one, and now the governor actually signed a bill last week that says any Lake Michigan access point, that would be any private or government-owned piers, beaches, drop-off points, must have life-saving equipment there, and that includes life rings. So the park district has already been installing about 115 of these up and down the lake, but now this is going to apply to all of Lake Michigan access points throughout the state. So they're just hoping, you know, if you see someone in trouble, that you'd be able to lend some help. They're obviously hoping this doesn't encourage people to jump in at some of these dangerous spots, but they're, you know, throwing, giving people just a little bit of help if you see someone in trouble.
Good news. Thanks, Seamus. Have a good day.
Thanks, Bob.
It is 7:18. By the way, on that sleep TV deal, you can have regular people. Now, it doesn't have to be always guest stars. You can have just folks sleeping, and then, you know, it'd be a tune in. You'd want to check out the person, see if they're having a dream or you know what position they're in. It'd be interesting programming.
Yeah, you know, our engineer Bob Fukuda just came in and had a really good idea for what we could call it.
What's that?
ZNN.
Copyright 2022,
right. Yeah.
ZNN.
Yeah.